أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي أنزل كتابه ليكون للعالمين نذيرا، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله جلاء قلوبنا وأنوار عيوننا، اللهم صل وسلم عليه في الأولين وفي الآخرين وفي الملئ الأعلى يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to our course on reading Qalun, going through the foundations and introduction to the introduction, right? So these first 8 weeks is more of an introduction, and then the next 8 weeks we're actually going to go through a text together, as well as work on application of the rules, inshallah. And for those of you interested in taking this class with me live, you can enroll at my school at suhaibweb.com. Class is only $9.99 a month, not just this class, but all of our classes. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So we stopped now at this important rule, al-idhar. And idhar here, very similar to the idhar in Nun as-Sakina wa Tanween. والأول الإظهار قبل أحروف إلى الحلق ست رتبة فتعريفي. سيدنا إمام الجمزوري says فالأول الإظهار قبل أحروفي. Right, إظهار of the noon. Right, عذاب أليم. خلاص. So the noon, you hear it. So the word إظهار means to clarify, to express something. So the idea here is that something is going to be heard. And in the context of this rule, in the riwayah of Sayyidina Imam Qalun from Imam An-Nafi', his qira'ah, radiallahu anhuma, we're talking about two important words. Well, one word and one letter. So the first word is qad. Of course, qad is used when we want to emphasize something. Qad aqamat as-salah. Indeed, salah has started. Allah says, after a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, the believers are successful. So here, قَدْ and also لَقَدْ. لَقَدْ. But the dal at the end of قَدْ and لَقَدْ, it has سُكُون. And there are going to be eight letters that when dal runs before those letters, some of the قُرَّى, they make idgham of the dal into the letter after it. For example, we say in Hafs as well as Qalun, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا. But listen to say Abu Amr al-Basri, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ. Idgham of the dal into the seen. Why? Because seen and dal, they're in the same neighborhood, same zip code, same area code. Qalun doesn't make idgham, alhamdulillah, of these eight letters that we're going to talk about. With qad, he makes ilhar, meaning the dal is clear. The second is what's called ta u ta'nith, the female ta. And the female ta is attached to the end of a verb to indicate that that verb, its subject is a female. Qalat a'ishatu. Qalat a'ishatu. A lot of people I hear, at least in America, they read this wrong when it has sukun. They say it sounds like sprinklers. Qalat, qalat. Like, where's the water, man? But you don't say qalat hams faqat yani. Qalat, not. But that's a different issue. But oftentimes we're going to find six letters that if they come after the ta, some of the qurra, they make idgham. For example, tha, kadhabat thamudu bitaghwaha. This is qalun al-hafs. But listen to Abu Amr al-Basri, kadhabat thamudu, idgham of the ta, ta'nith, into what? Into the tha after it. Alhamdulillah. Qalun, mashallah, is very simple. Alhamdulillah, bi fadlillahi ta'ala, wa bi rahmatihi iyyah, bi man yassarahu Allahu azza wa jal. So he makes idhar of both of these, qad and ta. Qad with eight letters, ta with six letters, So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Again, the word qad is used to emphasize, right? As Imam Ibn Ajurum talks about this, that qad is a sign of a verb. He says, وَأَمَّا الْفِعْلُ فَيُعْرَفُ بِقَدْ. Right? One of the signs of a verb is qad, as I teach Ajurumi at my school. And also a sign of a verb is ta'u ta'nith. Imam Ibn Malik, and I wish, wallahi, I have students that I can teach the Alfiya to, as I learned it from my teachers. But subhanAllah, these days, people are not pushed to want to study the way that I would say earlier generations were, man, especially converts. Imam Ibn Malik, he says, بِتَا فَعَلْتَ وَأَتَتْ وَيَفْعَرِي بِنُونِ أَقْبِلَنَّ فِعْلُ يَنْجِلِي. Right? He says, rahimahullah, bita fa'alta, yani with the female ta. Bita fa'alta wa atat wa yaf'ari binuni aqbilana fa'lun yanjali. And of course, he's talking about niswa, that this is a sign of a verb. But the point is, Imam Ibn Malik says, bita fa'alta wa atat. وَيَفْعَلِي بِنُونِ أَقْبِلَنَّ فَعْلُ يَنْجَلِي, that the ta is a sign of a verb. تَأُ تَأْنِيث. So قَدْ and تَأُ تَأْنِيث are both indicative verb. That's just FYI for all of you. قَالَتْ عَائِشَةُ قَدْ قَامَتَ الصَّلَاةُ. But now we want to talk about it in the context of alhamdulillah tajweed. What does إظهار mean in tajweed? فَصْلُ الْحَرْفِ الْأَوَّلِ عَنِ الثَّانِي, to separate the first letter from the second letter, a clear break. In the sense we hear it, min ghayri sakt, without stopping, wa min ghayri itaratin fi zamani al-ghunna, not stopping enough, like making it long enough to make ghunna, excuse me. And Sheikh Abdul Fattah al-Qadi, the poem that we're going to study next semester in Qalun, he says, wa qad wa ta yasina adhira wa rukab wa yalhat bil khilafi dhukira. Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Fattah al-Qadi rahimahullah, he says, وَقَدْ وَتَى. He's talking about إِظْهَار. Then we're going to talk about يَسِينَ أَظْهِرَ. We already talked about وَرْكَبْ وَيَلْهَثْ, that there's a difference of opinion. بِالْخِلَافِ ذُكِرَ. Let's get on now to قَدْ. The article قَدْ means that something is a fact when it is followed by one of the following eight letters. You need to memorize these eight letters. You don't have to memorize أَشَاطِبِيَّ. I would rather you memorize the examples than memorize Ash-Shatibiyah. Qalun reads it. He reads the dal sound clearly with idhar. What are the eight letters? Sin, dal, dad, dha, zay, jim, sad, shin. Here Imam Sayyidina Imam Ash-Shatibi in Hirz al-Aman, he says, وَقَدْ سَاحَبَتْ ظَيْلًا ضَفَى ظَلَّ زَرْنَابٌ جلته صباه شائقا ومعللة فأظهرها نجم بدا دل واضحا. Let me explain this to you. So what Imam Shatibi is doing here, and this is why I put it in parentheses for you, he's identifying those eight letters. Sin, dal, with qad. Sin, dal, da, dha, zay, jim, sad, shin. That you're going to make idgham with. فَأَظْهَرَهَا نَجْمٌ. Who's going to make idhar of them? نَجْمٌ. The noon, if you pay attention, you study with me, you're going to learn how to read Ash-Shatibi, inshallah. The noon means Asim. Sayyidina Imam Asim and his two narrators, Shu'bah and Hafs. Ba means قَالُون, because Imam Nafi' is Abjad. Yani, A is Nafi, Ba is Qalun, Jim is Warsh. Interesting, right? In the way that we're taught classically, we learn Qalun before Warsh. I want to encourage people, do not learn Warsh first. If you learn Hafs, wallahi, after you learn Hafs, it's best for you to learn what? The Qira'a of Ibn Amir al-Shami. Because it's so close to Hafs. And at one time, the entire Muslim world read the Qira'ah of Ibn Amir al-Dimashqi, subhanAllah. Then after that, you should learn Qalun. And when you learn the different turuq of Qalun, then you should learn Ibn Kathir, honestly. And then after that, khalas, you can start with Warsh. Like Warsh, the Tariqa of Azraq is very difficult. And I don't understand people they say, Daqira of Ahl Medina. Qalun is Daqira of Ahl Medina. Abu Ja'far is Daqira of Ahl Medina. And people need to sometimes learn more than they imagine. Khalas. Sayyidina Shatibi says, فَأَظْهَرَهَا نَجْمٌ بَدَى دَلَّ وَاضِحٌ. Here, these three symbols, Noon is Imam Asim, Shu'ba, and Hafs. Ba is Qalun Abjad. And here, the Dal is Ibn Kathir, Al-Qumbul Wabasi. So mashallah, these two Imams and one Rawi are reading these eight letters with Idhar. And of course, Warsh, always a little bit more complex. When you take Warsh with us, inshallah, we'll explain it. Here's some examples, actually, of those eight letters that we talked about in the line here. Sahabat Dhaylan Dhafa Dhalla Zarnabu Jalatu Sabahu Sha'iqan Wa Mu'allila. Khalas. So we start with Sin, Qad Sami'a Allahu. So Imam Qalun, in his narration of Imam Nafi's Qira'a back to Sayyidina Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's reading it the same as Hafs. فَأَظْهَرَهَا نَجْمٌ بَدَى نَجْمٌ نُونَ عَاصِمْ حَفْسًا عَاصِمْ فَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ. How do those others read it just so you can hear it with idgham? قَسَّمِعَ اللَّهُ قَسَّمِعَ اللَّهُ أَبُو عَمْرَ الْبَصْرِي, for example, Ibn Amr al-Dimashqi. قَسَّمِعَ اللَّهُ. Why do they do that? Because the narration. But also, this is the language of the Arabs. Because if you think about it, seen, it's in the same neighborhood as dal. Da sa. Khalas. The next, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا, Surah A'raf. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا. You read the dal with qalqala. Of course, if you're not reading in Qalun, say you're reading in Ibn Amr or Abu Amr al-Basri, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا. See that. وَالضَّاد, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبَنَا. I'm reading it that way so you can hear it, right? وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبَنَا. So, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبَنَا, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبَنَا. But with Qalun, we read the dal with idhar, just like Hafs. وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبَنَا. The next is dal, after it is dha. Of course, all this is if you are in حالة الوصل, يعني you're connecting together. If you stop, you don't say فَقَدْ ظَلَم. You say فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ. But you know, this is all حالة الوصل. So سورة بقرة, يعني فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. فقد ظلم نفسه. إن قالون الحفص. With إدغام فقد ظلم نفسه. فقد ظلم نفسه. With زي صوت ملك. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا. خلاص قالون and حفص as you learned it. ولقد زينا السماء. Others, وَلَقَزْ زَيَّ, وَلَقَزْ زَيَّ. Don't read the dal at all. إِدْغَام كَامِل يعني. خلاص. دال جيم. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. سورة مائدة يعني. But this is a lot in Quran. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. With إِدْغَام. With إِظْهَار, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. Of course, this is mad. Mad. متصل. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. أربعة. خلاص, ما فيش كلام. The next is وَصَاد, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا. صوت الكاف. وَلَقَصْ صَرَّفْنَا, وَلَقَصْ صَرَّفْنَا. If you read it with idgham in that riwayah to that قارب. We're reading it. ولقد صرفنا. And والشين قد شغفها قد شغفها قد شغفها with إضغام, but we're reading with إظهار. So again, all of these are read with إظهار in قالون, just like حفص and عاصم. فأظهر النجم بدا كما قال إمام شاطبي فأظهرها نجم بدا دل ابن كثير واضحا أصل إمام ابن كثير قنبل والبزي. That takes us to the next rule, rule number 12, the female ta. قالت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها. As you can see, it is second. قالت, and that means that there is potentially an idgham when it's running into these letters that are in the same proximity based on the narration. With certain letters that are close to ta in sound, particularly we're talking about six letters only. What are they? Seen, tha, sad, za, va, and jim. Again, seen, tha, sad, za, va, and jim. Said Imam Shatibi says, wa abdat sana, seen, thagrin, tha, safat, sa, zurqu, should be a dhamma here, zay, ظلمة ظ جمعا جمعنا عفوا جمعنا ورودا باردا عطر الطلا. I can't see very well, forgive me, and my memory is not what it used to be, man. وأبدت سنة ثغر صفت زرق ظل ظلمة. I think it's ظلمة not ظل ميه لا ظلمة. هذا هو البحر يعني رجس البحر الطويل عفوا. جمعنا ورودا باردا عطر الطلا. So Sayyidina Shatibi رحمه الله, here he has all these mashallah six letters, seen, tha, sad, za, va, jim. Look at your ancestors, man. Imam Shatibi, by the way, رحمه الله, كان ضريرا, was blind. Subhanallah, he did this, he was blind, man. We can't do one line of this, we can see. And then he says later on, فَإِظْهَارُهَا دَارٌ نَمَتُ بُدُورُهُ. So he says, in making these إِظْهَار is دُرٌ عَفْوًا دُرٌ دَال إِبْنْ كَثِير نَمَتُ عَاصِمْ بُدُورُهُ the ba قَالُونَ. It's a different rule over here. So that's why I'm not reading it. Always the wow usually, and here's الأماني as he mentions in the beginning. Wajhud Tahani means a new rule, usually. But the point is, these six letters, look, Ibn Kathir, Asim, and again, Qalun, just like above, they're going to read them with Idhar, not Idgham. What are the examples? Here we go. Madat Sunnatul Awwalin. Madat, don't say Madat, no sprinklers. Madat Sunnatul Awwalin. مضت سنة الأولين. If it was read with إدغام, مضت سنة الأولين. But we don't read it with إدغام. إظهار القانون. كذبت ثمود. Not كذبت ثمود. Some people do this sometimes when they read it too fast or they're lazy. خلاص. كذبت ثمود. Don't say تش 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 تش. كذبت ثمود بطغواها. صوت الشمس يعني. لهدمت صوامع. صوت حج. لهدمت صوامع. Don't say لهدم الصوامع. This is a different قراءة. نحن ماشيين برواية قالون النافع. لهدمت صوامع. The next one with زاء. كلما خبت زدناهم. Don't say كلما خبت زدناهم. لا يا مولانا. كلما خبت زدناهم إظهار of تاء. إظهار of تاء. نضجت جلودهم. اللهم نسأل الله بالعافية، يعني سبحان الله وما فينا. نضجت جلودهم، don't say نضجت جلودهم متماثلان، يعني نضجت جلودهم، لا نضجت جلودهم، جلودهم، احنا نصي جلودهم جو. And finally with ظا كانت ظالمة، don't say كانت ظالمة، لا يا مولانا كانت ظالمة. So alhamdulillah this was very easy. And I said after we finish باب الهمزات قالون is easy. Wallahi, it's beautiful, subhanAllah. The Qur'an, actually, all the qira'at are easy. We're the ones who are hard on ourselves. We don't push ourselves. Our resilience is not like the people who came before us, because life has been made easy for us. Again, today we talked about rule, actually, 11 and 12. And that is the idgham of qad. And then the 12th rule is the female ta'nith. We talked about what they are. Talked about what goes on. We said Sheikh Abdul Fattah al-Qadi, he says wa qad wa ta yasina adhira warkab wa yalha bil khilafi dhukira. And then we said subhanallah, here's qad, and we talked about these eight letters, seen the dad dha zaijin sad shin. We mentioned the abiyat of Sayyidina Imam Shatibi, wa qad sahabat dhaylan dhafa dhalla zarnabu جلته صباه شائقا ومعللا فأظهرها نجم بدا دل واضحا. We talked about what that means, and we said here is the ba من قالون أبجد يعني أ نافع ba قالون أبجاء. And then of course the jim is سيدنا إمام ورش أبجاء أبجع عفوا. خلاص. And then we give the examples. قد سمع الله ولقد ضربنا ولقد ضربنا فقد ظلم ولقد زينا قد جاءكم ولقد صرفنا قد شغفها. When you read the examples, read the muds. Don't like, you know, ولقد زينا. Don't come say قد جاءكم قد جاءكم. لا يا شيخ، قد جاءكم. Read it correctly. But we talked about rule number 12, the female ta, indicating that the subject of the verb is female. And we noted that there are six letters, seen, ta, sad, zay, la, jim. We mentioned the abiyat, and the Shatibi says, وَأَبْدَتْ سَنَا ثَغْرٍ صَفَتْ زُرْقُ ظَلَمَهْ جمعنا ورودا باردا عطرة عطرة تلال فإظهارها داء در نمته بدوره. يعني خلاص، يعني سين ثاء صاد زاي ضاء جيم. ابن كثير عاصم قالون. Now we give the examples. مضت سنة الأولين كذبت ثمود. And I said there's two mistakes I see people make here. In Hafs, especially, same as it can be in قالون. Sometimes they're reading so fast you don't hear it. مضت سنة الأولين. But this is kind of like a idgham, يعني مضت سنة الأولين. But it's even the idgham is wrong. And then the second, sometimes, as I said, the sprinkler system is on. مضت مضت يعني مضت سنة الأولين. سهلة يا شيخ. كذبت ثمود لهدمت صوامع أو صوامع عفوا كلما خبت زدناهم نضجت جلودهم كانت ظالمة. بارك الله فيكم وأحسن الله إليكم وزادكم الله سبحانه وتعالى ما يقربكم من معرفته وسلطانه سبحانه. فجزاكم الله خيرا. Everybody, appreciate it. Again, we need people to subscribe and support our school. $9.99 a month for all our classes, man. How much will people charge for this one class? We don't believe that that is something that we haven't been taught that way. Not saying people that do that are wrong, of course not. But that's not how we're taught. وليس على قرآنه مؤكدة كما قال سيدنا الشاطبي. فبارك الله فيكم. Support the work by enrolling at suhaibweb.com. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته، وجزاكم الله خيراً.